Well, we're not going to tell Len Dawson who those two or three jerks are this week. We're going to focus on some of the amazing heroes of this... the amazing heroes from yesterday. What, Len?
If I were playing against him, I would call him Michael the Menace, because he would create a lot of problems for a quarterback.
But I don't know if I could catch you, though.
Not with a bad wheel now, maybe.
Hey, speaking of defensive end, here's Howie Long on that Indianapolis defense, and Bob Sanders, many people feel, that is the biggest change. Here's Howie.
I think Bob Sanders coming back is important. I think there are a number of players in the NFL, a Ray Lewis, a Brian Dawkins, players like that, who will the people around them to elevate their level of play and their commitment. And I don't want to downplay his contributions or him coming back, but I think Seth will agree with me. I think the biggest problem the Indianapolis Colts had was, one, they were rushing the quarterback on every single play, and two, they didn't have the mindset of being interested in stopping the run.
That's Howie Long and Michael Strahan. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about the defense that scares you, and that's why I'm really surprised they've actually beaten the two teams they have, the two or three teams they have beaten in these playoffs, is that the defensive mindset of the Colts is up the field. It's a one-gap defense. Those guys line up. When that ball is snapped, they'll rush the passer every play. If you happen to run into a running back and he has the ball, that's what they call playing the run. So it's a little different, a little bit unconventional compared to most defenses around the league when you do focus on stopping the run a little bit more. And that can be a liability. And you brought up Bob Sanders in the second. He got hurt a little bit yesterday. And when he got hurt, I said, if he's hurt, they will not win, because he is the catalyst. He drives that defense. He is a phenomenal player. He makes plays. He should have had that pick yesterday that really would have sealed that game for them, but he makes things happen. I think he makes everybody around him better, and that defense is set up more to rush the quarterback than it is to stop anybody when they're running the ball.
Len Dawson, not long into the game, the Patriots already had 84 yards rushing, and yet by the end of the game, I think it was only about 97 or something. What did you see about the changes in mentality and strategy on the part of the Colts defense?
Well, I tell you, I think Michael is right. When you get up the field on the defensive line, you can disrupt that running game, even though that, you know, you may be thinking, let's rush the passer. But if you get up the field, and particularly on the inside, those defensive tackles, you can disrupt things as far as the running game is concerned. But I would like to get Michael's on defense. It just seems to me that it's an attitude thing. That the defense has got this attitude. They say that, hey, we can't stop the run. Now, all of a sudden, they stop the run in three games in a row in the postseason play. And for Michael, is it that way? Is that the mindset of a defensive team? Is it, hey, my attitude is they are not going to get it done?
That's exactly right. It's all about attitude. It's an offense when you need that drive in the fourth quarter and you decide you're going to get it done. For us defensively, you know, especially in these playoffs, I know for the Colts, they've taken a lot of ribbing about not being able to stop the run. So I'm sure those guys collectively probably got together and say, hey, this is what we have to do in order to be successful and win. We have to stop the run. And it is nothing but attitude. Whenever we're in a game or we're in practice and we're practicing goal line or short yardage, my message to the guys is, hey, this is all about attitude. And that's all that stopping the run is about, your personal commitment to doing whatever it's going to take to make sure that team doesn't gain anything. Playing the pass is not as difficult as stopping a run, because it's a lot more physical, and you have to have the right mindset for that.
Well, let's get into specifics. New England went with jumbo personnel. They had two tight ends. They seemed to be extremely successful. What were the changes that you saw that really turned the game around?
Well, man,
go ahead, Michael. Sorry.
I think whenever, you know, New England knew what they were going to do. They knew the Colts were a liability against the run because they do have smallish type linemen. You know, those guys are not that big. They're low. They're shorter. They're about 6'2". You know, I think Mathis may be 240. You know, the smaller guys. So they know they can push the pocket. But I do think it's just the mindset. Now, Lynn mentioned when you get up the field, you can't disrupt the run, especially interior. Their ends are very good at getting up the field. Freeney's one of the best at getting up the field. Mathis gets up the field. Now, if you can have all four guys get penetration like that, you definitely are going to mess up the run game. Some of the problems they've had is when you've had the ends get far up, they'll get up the field, and the tackles have not penetrated. That creates big gaps between the end and the defensive tackle, which teams have been able to gash them. But they've done very well now that everybody's getting penetration. And I think yesterday that really was what they did. They said, hey, we've given up enough. Get our attitude right. Everybody make that play. Don't depend on Freeney to make it. Don't depend on Mather. Don't depend on Bob Sanders. We all have to make that play like it's our own. And it made a difference in the second half for those guys.
Len Dawson,
I'll tell you my point.
Go ahead.
That as a quarterback, if defense is coming up the middle, if they're getting penetration, it's going to impair your vision. And Michael is right. You know, if a guy's a fast rusher like Freeney into the outside, just push him to the outside. The quarterback steps up where he can see what's going on down the field. Now, if he can see what's going on down the field as far as the coverage is concerned, he should make better decisions on to who to throw the football to and when to throw it, so you have fewer interceptions. But I looked at that ball game, and it looked to me in the fourth quarter that Indianapolis wore down that defense. Yeah. Of New England Patriots, because they were moving them backwards in that fourth quarter. I don't know whether it's because some of the guys had the flu or what was going on, but definitely the offensive line of the Colts, in my opinion, was taking control.
Well, anytime
and
you
they
play
had
the
four
Colts.
Consecutive long possessions, and that just by the time, Michael, that late in the game when you saw those guys cramping, did you think the game might be turning around at that point?
Well, I think anytime you see guys cramping, you realize that it's kind of getting to them. And whenever you do have the flu, of course, you lose fluids and you're dehydrated. And those are not the type of things that you want to – that's not how you want to feel when you play against the Colts. The Colts are a team that's going to run you ragged. And also, whenever you play against the Colts, and you've seen this over and over and all the comebacks that they've had, whenever you're playing a team like that, you really, no matter how well you're doing that first half or that first quarter, that second quarter, that third quarter, it almost always feels like you're just holding on. You know, you don't really ever have them in control. You're just holding on, hoping that by the end of that game you can get your endurance and you can survive it. And yesterday, that's what it felt like to me as I watched that game and watched the Colts could gain a little bit more control until finally they went ahead. It was like the Patriots did a great job, and they held on as long as they could, but the Colts just kept that pressure on them and they just couldn't stop them when it counted.
One specific series, Len Dawson, to me was the final moment of truth for Indianapolis, because on four consecutive plays, it was Hassan in there, Manning tripped on the turf, remember his toe got caught on with a die, Wayne had a turf toe thing where he slipped as well, then there was a third down play, and the ball slipped out of Manning's hands, I think he hit his thumb, Wayne dropped the ball, and then on fourth down, there were two penalties on the punt, there was a face mask, it looked like that Indianapolis was losing its composure, but somehow, some way, they regained it, and they did what was necessary.
They did. You know, who I thought lost their composure was the Patriots. Because take a look at the situation. This boggled my mind. When the Patriots got the ball back, and they had a three-point lead, they got called for 12 men in the huddle. Now, that's unforgivable. I don't know whose responsibility it is, but they got all those coaches on the sidelines that you know, you can't afford that type of a penalty. And then later on when Peyton Manning had the ball and he hit a receiver down the field and he was defensive end or somebody was called for roughing the passer, hitting helmet to helmet or something like that, giving them another penalty. And generally, that's the things in the past that the Patriots do not do. Now, I just wonder, first of all, somebody was at fault when there's 12 guys in the huddle. Because if you recall what happened, it's first and 15, they throw a pass good for about 6 yards or 7 yards, and then the next pass was completed for 4 yards. That would have been a first down. Instead, they didn't make it on third and had to punt the thing away to Peyton Manning and the Colts. So there were some mistakes made by the Patriots late in that ball game that I hadn't seen them do in the past.
Let me ask you something, Michael. On grass, we used to talk about Derek Thomas not being as effective, and when the Chiefs went to a grass field, he didn't seem to be quite as effective. When you look at Dwight Freeney and the havoc that he can reap with Rex Grossman in Miami, do you think that is muted somewhat when you switch to grass?
Well, you know, from being in the Super Bowl and realizing what they do to those fields are so tight, they're closest. That's the closest grass field to a turf field you'll ever experience. because it's new sod. They really cut it pretty tightly. It's not high grass, and it really is a very fast track. So Dwight Freeney, if you watched the game yesterday, what I noticed about him on the pass rushes, the Tom Brady was getting rid of the ball pretty quickly, first of all. Secondly, they were just cutting him almost every time. The tackle would go down towards his knees, wouldn't quite dive on the ground so Freeney could jump over him, but would just hit him in the knees enough to slow him down. Now, but now Rex Grossman, I don't know if he really is a get rid of the ball quick type quarterback. Kind of feels like he sits there. I know Tate is not the type of offensive tackle that the Patriots have, but he's got cutting type of tackle. So I see Dwight Freeney having a great game for the simple fact that I don't think Tate can keep up with his speed, first of all. Secondly, Rex Grossman seems to be the kind of quarterback who's going to sit back there and going to allow him to come around that edge and strip that ball. On the grass, that's not going to be a factor because the turf, the field, is so tight. That grass is so well done that it's just like playing on AstroTurf.
We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Michael Strahan and Len Dawson some more about the Chicago O and Rex Grossman, what they believe might be their Achilles heel, a guy that didn't make any mistakes. That's what his job is now, driving that car. We're going to talk about that and this new, improved Indianapolis defense and more on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122. We'll be right back.